Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Little Fleetwood Mac bringing us back. That's Christy McVeigh on vocals there. 17 Tell, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I hope you go to my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. But we'll follow you home. If you like something there and you want us to send you more of it when we have it, well, you can subscribe right there, and we'll follow you home with all the stuff there on the website. And of course, you can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, and you can subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. You can learn more about our Brain Trust members, like our good friend Ed Kopf, who's with us right now. That's K-O-P-F, if you're Googling him. And, of course, we also have a poll question right there on the homepage. We hope you'll answer the question. We have a question every week, a different one. We want to know what you think, and when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. And it's pretty interesting, so check it out. Ed, thanks for hanging out with us. We're talking about we're moving into a discussion about negotiating. In the previous segment we were talking about, I asked you about how you thought the younger generation creating their teams, once they turn those into entrepreneurial ventures, they become partnerships, not teams, more as much as they will be partnerships, which leads to a whole new dynamic of negotiating, doesn't it?
It sure does. Most of our time working with partners is really helping them figure out how to talk to one another and make decisions together. And what that all really comes down to is effective negotiation. And, I think we all know that any small business person or entrepreneur can't do it all by himself or herself. Mm-hmm. That's why you turn to partners, real partners of the sort we're talking about, but also sort of virtual partners, your suppliers, your key long-term suppliers, your landlord. Hard to think of a landlord as a partner, but it often works out that way. Your bank. I mean, all of these relationships are about negotiating ways to get what you need that you can't supply yourself in order to make your business a success. And yet, incredibly, very few of any of us have had training, serious practice, and how to negotiate these relationships, not just deals, but relationships so that they work well for us.
So you're saying that even if I think I'm a pretty good negotiator, basically speaking, that when I drop into a situation where I'm talking about putting a partnership together, that's another level of negotiating, it's a different kind of negotiating?
Yeah, any time, and partnership both in the formal and informal sense. If you're going to have a long-term relationship that's essential to the success of your business, that's a very complex and delicate kind of negotiation. It usually goes beyond what we just know instinctively about. In fact, a lot of our instincts take us in the wrong direction in many cases on negotiation. Unfortunately, for me, for probably even you, Jim, but maybe some others, our egos start getting caught up when we start.
No, well, see, I'm glad you qualified me out of that group,
okay.
Ed.
But, it becomes a sporting event, and sometimes our juices get running, and we're more concerned about winning and losing sometimes than winding up what we really need to move our business forward. So getting the disciplines, getting the thoughtfulness about approaching the negotiation can make all the difference.
You know, when I think about negotiating, I think about sprockets. You know, sprockets with big teeth and sprockets with little teeth. You know, like you think about it, you think about a sprocket in a watch that makes a watch go around. If you and I are negotiating for me to buy your car from you or even your house from you, each one of the comments that we make back and forth could probably be a big sprocket, a large tooth sprocket that you know, we don't have to get to, you know, we just cut right to the chase. We move on real quickly. We don't dance around too much because, you know, either you want to sell it and I want to buy it or you don't. And if I don't buy it, then, you know, it's no big deal. I move on, you move on. But if you're dealing with something as important as putting a partnership together, every one of the steps you take should be a lot more of a fine-tooth sprocket type of thing. What do you think? Is that a reasonable metaphor to use?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. When we think in terms of negotiation, we're usually thinking about that sort of commodity exchange. Here's my money, and
right.
for this one time only, give me that house or mm-hmm. give me that car. But in fact, the important negotiations are the ones that are fine-tuned, the ones where we're not just making a deal for today, but we're looking to get a partnership that's going to last us and meet our needs when we need them. It's, when you think of suppliers, for example, the fact that they're willing to sell you today might not be the important thing. The important thing might be when you're in trouble, when you need a rush, when you don't have the capital, when you need a partner out there to help you get the supplies, the merchandise you need, the chickens come home to roost. And if you mm-hmm. haven't taken that fine tooth, that sensitive approach to trying to build a partnership, build a relationship, you might find yourself up high and dry.
Well, and here's what it sounds like. You're down the road 6 months or 6 years, and something comes up, and you know, all of a sudden you say to yourself, I didn't know that about him.
That's
when
right.
when maybe if you'd use the fine-tooth approach, as I talked about earlier, and as you just mentioned, Ed, you would have found out. Maybe you wouldn't have known exactly, but you would have had an inclination. Well, looks like that's the way he leans or she leans.
That's right. And, you know, the negotiation itself, if you do it carefully and do it thoroughly, can reveal an awful lot about that other party, that potential partner and, or that potential supplier or whatever.
And let's when we come back, let's talk about the different motivations of negotiating for a partnership as opposed to negotiating for something, for a thing. Right after these messages, more to come, good negotiating tips and best practices from our good friend Ed Kopf. 20-tail. No, actually 10-tail. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.